Lesson 5. Reading. Becoming independent.
Many parents of university students think about how much independence their children should have. Becoming more independent is an important part of every student's life, but there are many different ways of doing this. Some parents want their children to get a part-time job. Other parents do not let their children work because they think that young people should focus on their studies. So, is working part-time a good idea for university students, and how can it help them become more independent? There are many reasons why having a part-time job may be good for university students. One reason is that it will help them improve their communication skills. Another reason is that it will help them understand the value of money. Miyuki, a 19-year-old university student, has been working at a convenience store for 1 year. When she started working, her parents were happy because they thought it would help her become more independent. However, they also worried that she would not have enough time for her classes. After working for 1 year, Miyuki sees the good and bad sides of having a part-time job. She says, "Working here has made me feel more confident, but I don't have enough time to see my friends." Miyuki's father says, "I know that Miyuki is very busy, but she has become more mature because of her job. She has saved enough money to go to driving school. She also learned how to talk to customers of different ages." Another way for university students to become more independent is living alone. Moving out of the family home is one of the biggest life changes for many people. As young children, we need our parents to support us. When we get older, we enjoy living with family who we can talk to. But when we live alone, we have to learn how to cook our own food, wash our own clothes, and clean our own kitchens and bathrooms. Minoru is a 21-year-old university student who has been living alone for 2 years. When he first moved into his own apartment, he was very nervous. He says, "I couldn't do anything. I bought all my food from the convenience store, and my mother helped me wash my clothes." However, Minoru began to learn some new skills. "I found some simple recipes on the internet and started cooking. I also learned how to wash my clothes. I feel much more independent now." There are other things that university students can learn to do without their parents' help. For example, Miyuki sometimes travels alone. She says, "Last year I went to Shikoku by myself. I bought my train tickets and paid for my hotels. It made me feel very independent. It was also the first time that I was alone for so long, but I did not feel too lonely." Minoru also does some new things without asking his parents. He says, "When I lived with my parents, I had to ask them if I could come home late at night. Now I come home whenever I want." However, Minoru found that this freedom does not always make his life easier. "Now I have to be more responsible. I don't come home late very often because I have to wake up the next morning without my parents' help." People become more independent in different ways. However, for many of us, learning how to be independent is one of the most important parts of university life. This is because we have many new experiences and understand more about being an adult. We also have less support from our parents and family. Although independence is usually a good thing, we should understand all the ways that it can affect our lives.